USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden continues to tell Americans and Russian President Vladimir Putin that his administration was fully ready for war all along. But Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax there's a lot more than just the Russian threat.
We should be focusing on Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. I call them the new axis of evil. And of course, we know that Russia and China and Iran were quite emboldened by what they saw take place in Afghanistan. The American people want answers.
Blackburn also reminded us that the United States will not stop buying Russian oil and that we continue to buy over 600,000 barrels per day. And in a big disappointment yesterday for baseball fans, the spring season has been pushed back for the first time in more than a quarter of a century. The league has started canceling games after the Players Union rejected the latest offer to end the three-month lockout. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Former Louisville Detective Brett Hankinson testified in his own defense about actions during the police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Defense attorney Stuart Matthews.
He returned fire in the direction of where he had seen the original shot come from within the apartment. He was attempting to defend and save the lives of his brother officers who he thought were still caught in what they call the fatal funnel in that doorway.
Hankinson was fired by police for shooting blindly during the raid. He fired 10 shots, none of which hit Taylor or her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. No police were charged in the woman's death. Former President Donald Trump, calling the growing Russia-Ukraine situation a holocaust, called for the end to the killing that is taking place and said the escalation has grown because the United States and President Joe Biden are no longer respected. He said in an interview with Fox Business that it's time to work out a deal with Russia to stop the hostilities, and the nation has gotten deeper than they thought possible with Ukraine's strong defense forces. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have appealed a ruling that he and his two oldest children must testify in the investigation by the New York State's Attorney General into the family's business practices. Trump's attorney filed a notice of appeal nearly 2 weeks after a New York judge ruled on February 17th that the three Trumps must sit for depositions within 21 days. The Trump family had unsuccessfully tried to squash the subpoena for testimony, arguing it was improper for the Attorney General's office to issue those subpoenas for its civil investigation while the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is still conducting its separate criminal probe. With revelers decked out in their traditional purple, green, and gold coming out to party on Fat Tuesday in New Orleans, first full-dress Mardi Gras since 2020, the fun is including back-to-back parades across the city and marches through the French Quarter. Parade routes are shorter than usual because there aren't enough police for the standard ones, even with officers working 12-hour shifts, as they always do on Mardi Gras. But with COVID-19 hospitalizations and case numbers falling worldwide, and 92% of the city's adults at least partly vaccinated, parades and other festivities are back on after a season without them. Costume partiers gathered before dawn to see the North Side Skull and Bones gang, dressed as skeletons, wake up the city's Trem neighborhood, reminding everyone of their mortality. From then on, it was let the good times roll with celebrations in just about every corner of the city, leading to the ceremonial clearing of Bourbon Street at midnight. Enjoy your Fat Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.